外資系裏技英語エピソード5へようこそ。どうも石井テレミです。そして
I'm BJ Fox. Nice to see you again, Teremi.
Yo, BJ. 元気?
I'm very, very well. How are you?
私はまあまあ。
まあまあ。
BJ は最近ね、結婚したしね。
ハッピーだよね。Yes, I got married!
Yeah, congratulations!
I got married. Got married in the UK.
In the UK?
Yeah,
わざわざ帰って?
Yeah,
結婚式したの?
My wife is half Japanese, half German, but she grew up.In London.
Oh, wow. So you both grew up in London?
Yeah, but we met here.
Oh, you met in Japan?
We did, yes.
Wow. And had a wedding party in UK, in London. You know.
Very nice.
Very nice. それは素晴らしい。
And it kind of ties into this topic as well.
今回のトピックに関係があるんですか?
Well, today's topic is very important, I think, when you're working for a foreign office. It's called gaining approval.
Gaining?
Approval.
Gaining? Comedian? Gaining?
No.
I was just joking. Oh, sorry. Gaining じゃなくて gaining ね。
Gaining or getting.
Getting.
もらう。
もらう。Approval.
Approval. And when I was proposing to my wife, I had to get her father's approval.
Not only her approval, but her father's approval.
Very traditional.
まあそれは日本でももちろんそうよ。やっぱり。結婚を認めてくださいってやっぱりお嫁さんの、あの奥さんのお父さんのところに挨拶に行かなきゃいけないからね。
So, and like just, he said, fine.
Fine. Doesn't sound very happy.
He was a little bit shigatanai.
あ、shigatanai? 本当に?
No, but he's totally happy.
Okay.
But often when you're in working as well, so much of life working for a foreign office
is
gaining approval for stuff.
だから会社の内部でこう承認を得る、
yes.
誰かに会社の中の、まあ、上の人とかに許諾をもらうことがとても場面、そういう場面がとても多いということですね。
Like, I've worked for a Japanese company in the UK. I worked for a British company in Singapore. I worked for an American company in Tokyo. And to do anything, we had to get approval from the head office. We wanted a new poster head office. We wanted a newproduct to sell head office. So knowing how to talk to these people is really, really important.
じゃあ今回は社内でそもそもどうやって自分がやっているプロジェクトとか、まあこういうポスターを作ろうと思ってるんだけれどもっていう時に上の人にどう認めてもらうかっていう、そういったテクニックを教えてもらえるんですね。
And so often these people don't understand the nature of the local market.
その上の人たちは現場をよく分かっていないということがよくあるわけですね。はい。どうしたらいいんですか?
Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. First, I'll teach you two words. Two words.
2つ言葉を教えていただけるんですね。
One is buy-in.
Buy-in!
So it's like buy is...
株の買い付け?
Yeah, I think it probably comes from that.
Oh.
It's a little bit gaining support. I think in Japan you do nemawashi.
Nemawashi のこと buy in って言うんですか?
So when you do nemawashi, you talk to every kankeisha, every person connected, and not officially, but you just get their support.
そうだから聞いてないよっていうので、その応援してくれる人の気持ちが離れちゃったらいけないから、いろんな人に話をしといて、
Yeah.
まあ味方に、プロジェクトの味方についてもらうっていう根回しが大事なんですね。
Yeah. And that's, we call that gaining buy-in from people. And often, but the most important person to get buy-in from is the gatekeeper.
Gatekeeper からの buy-in が一番大事だと。Gatekeeper って何ですか?
Well, in my experience is working for overseas offices, often you have got one madokuchi, one contact person in the head office.
ああ、大きい会社だともう窓口は一つ。
So, yeah, so one person will be in charge of talking to all the Asian offices. And that person is the gatekeeper, because if you don't get his buy-in, nothing gets moved forward internally.
元締めじゃないけれども、ゲートキーパーだから門番。みたいな人ってことですよね。
Yes.
その人を通さないと何も進まないっていう人のことをゲートキーパーで実際に社内でも言うんですか He's a gatekeeper.
He's the gatekeeper.
Okay.
He's the guy with the keys to unlock the gates.
Ah, 鍵を握っている人がまさしくゲートキーパー。
And it's very important that you get on with that person、mm-hmm. and you can work well with that person. And I think what often happens is you think in your brain that that person is there to support us. His job is to support、ね、the Japan office.
ゲートキーパーは日本オフィスにいる私たちをサポートしてくれるはずですよね、mm. 違うんですか？
Yes and no.
Yes and no!
Well, the reality is、mm-hmm. everyone has a job. Everyone wants to feel important.、
Mm.
So even, like for example, you had a project that, you know, if your client is happy,、mm-hmm. your boss should be happy.
そうですね。
Well, let's say if your client is happy, then the gatekeeper should be happy.
はい。
But if the gatekeeper just goes, yep,、yeah, fine, yep,、yeah, no problem,、
mm-hmm.
then he doesn't feel like he's doing anything. He doesn't feel like he's contributing to the project.
そうですね。ゲートキーパーもオーナーシップを感じたいですよね。
Yes. So you have to find a way to engage him and give him ownership.
あ、ゲートキーパーさんをこう当事者意識を持ってもらうっていうことが大事なんですね。
Mm. Yeah.
はいはいはい。
So to illustrate this,、mm-hmm. we're going to go back to our textbook recording and、mm-hmm. we've got an example of、BJ talking to Ruben in the head office with a bad example and a good example of gaining approval.
おじゃあ聞いてみましょう。
In these examples, BJ wants to get some catch copy approved. Example 1. A bad example.
Hi BJ, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm calling about the podcast advertising copy.
Ah yes, how's it going?
Okay, well I'm thinking to go with Gaishike Urawaza Eigo.Tips and tricks to make your life better.
I'm not so sure.
But we have to decide today. The printing deadline is today for the brochure.
Well, have you tried instead of tips and tricks, tricks and tips?
Tips and tricks, they're the same thing, Ruben.
Well, maybe you can make two posters so we can see them side by side.
Ah, fucking hell. 仕事が増えちゃったんだ。 Example 2.A good example.
Hi BJ, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm calling about the podcast advertising copy.
Ah yes, how is that going?
Ah, well as we discussed last time, we need new copy for the podcast. We have two options and I would like your opinion. Option 1. Gaishike Urawaza Eigo. Tips and tricks to make your life better.
Uh-huh, that sounds okay.
Now the second option, Gaishike Urawaza Eigo. Life will be better with lots of handy tips and tricks for success every single working day in the office. Now, for me, option one is snappier. But option two contains more information about the podcast. What do you think?
Yeah, but I think option two is definitely too long.
Ah, you're right. It's a bit long, isn't it?
Okay, let's go with option one then.
Option one? Okay, great decision. Thank you so much for your help.
Yeah, no, you're welcome.
Bye. Yatta ne. Now, Terumi, could you tell the difference between those two examples?
Well, the good example included an option that is obviously bad.
In each example...What BJ wanted was the same. He、mm-hmm. wanted the catch copy tips and tricks to make your life better.、
Mm-hmm.
So the first one, I talked to the gatekeeper、
mm-hmm.
and he decided to have an opinion.、
Mm-hmm.
And he said, he gave me homework, shukudai to do.、
Mm-hmm.
Now the second one, I gave him another option.
Yes.
Which is clearly bad.
Clearly bad, yes.
And because of that, he still could have an opinion...
Yes.
But the end result is what I wanted.
すごい魔法みたい。
Mm.
結局2つオプションを提示するにしても、どの2つを並べるかで BJ のところに返ってきた答えは全然違ったものになったね。
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
And that's because I engaged him. So I gave him two options and I said, I would like your opinion.
I would like your opinion. Oh, did you say in a good, a bad example?
No, in the bad example, I just gave him the answer.
なるほど。
And so I only gave him one option, and、mm-hmm. he 勝手に opinion. He had an opinion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The second time, I told him what opinion. I asked for his opinion, but at the same time,、 I controlled him. I manipulated him.
Oh my goodness. And he just followed what you intended.
Mm.
Wow. なるほど。And he feels like he gave an opinion. And he was like in charge of making a decision.
Yes. Yeah. So I almost like, I think of it a little bit like when you see a parent in an elevator.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously they're in control, but they let their little child press the button.
確かに子供にエレベーターのボタンを押させてあげますよね、大人の人は。Mm. Now, そういうこと?
Yeah, and the kid feels really happy, important.
ね、何か仕事をした気になりますよね。
So that's what we've done here. So I've built him up, I've asked him for his opinion, and then I've steered him in the right direction that I wanted him to go.
なるほど。でもそれすごい。だから親が子供を扱うように、You have to be clever to manipulate your boss, right? You are, in a sense, controlling, right?
It's just a very basic understanding that his job is to have an opinion. どっちみち。It could be the best plan in the entire world. He will still come back with a comment.
何にせよコメントはしなければいけないわけですよね。
That's his job.
何か言わなきゃいけないと。はいはいはい。
So, you always...Make sure that the comment he makes is the one that you're happy with.
Wow, まあ言ってることはわかるけども Ben, have you been doing this all the time?
Very successfully.
Wow!
So let's look at some of the tactics that you might want to use.
Yes, yes.
Now, when you've got a plan, I think, and you've got a gatekeeper that you're going to have to ask for final approval from, I think it's very important to involve them early in the process.
ゲートキーパーから承認が欲しいのであれば、最後の最後で出来上がったものを急に見せるんじゃなくて、もうプロセスの初めの方から巻き込まないといけないんですね。なるほど。
Yeah.Because this will make him feel more involved, it will give them a sense of ownership, and it also gives you the ability to use a really good phrase, as we decided last time, or as we decided on the last phone call.
As we decided. それが大事なんですね。なるほど。一緒に考えてきましたよねっていうオーナーシップ感を向こうにも与えると。なるほど。
Now, I always think, always give at least two plans.
必ず2つの案を少なくとも提示するのが大事だと。
Or one plan with clearly something that you want to lose.
ああ、なるほど。もう絶対 BJ の中では A って決まってても、もうしょうもない B 案と一緒に提示するんですね。
Yeah. So then the other person, the gatekeeper, will go, まあさすが B がダメだから A.、So they feel like they've made a decision, they've helped out, they've pressed the button, but you haven't lost anything.
本当だ。そうか、最初から A だけ出してたら、なんかゲートキーパーが余計なことを言い出して、また仕事も増えちゃうし、だけれども、絶対にもう捨てるだろうっていう選択を一緒につけといて、ゲートキーパーに見せれば、本当だ、B がなくなれば、じゃあ A ってすぐに決まっちゃいますものね。Yeah. なんか不動産屋さんで、あのマンションを探してた時に絶対に選ばないだろうっていうのを先に出されて、ほんで私が実際に選んだものを2番目に提示されたことがあって、あれも私が2つ目の方がすぐに気に入りやすくなるように最初にオプション B を出されたんだなってことを今思い出しました。
That probably was it.
ね。
They probably warmed you up.
ってことですよね。
Yeah.
なんか初めからそれ1個だけ出されたらこれがいいのかどうなのかなっていうこれだっていう自分がいいものを見つけたっていう感覚も薄いけども、yes. 最初にんっていうのを出された方がいいものを見つけた自分も選んだっていう感覚が強まりますよね。
That is a perfect example.
わお、それをビジネスで応用できるのか。
So now what I would like to do, Terumi, is put this into practice with a little role play.
はい、ロールプレイでやりましょう。
Okay, so okay, what restaurant would you like to go to?
お寿司屋さん。
お寿司屋さん。
うん。
Okay, think of a really expensive sushi place.
Kyubey is very luxurious, okay. fancy. Prime Minister Abe and former President Obama went there together.
Okay, and yeah. okay, so it's expensive.
Very expensive.
Okay, so in this situation, your client from Singapore
mm-hmm.
is coming to Japan.
Okay.
And you have to do settai. You have to take him out.
Oh, Singapore から来たクライアントをどこか連れて行くんですね。
Yeah.
はい。
And you personally...
はい、
want to go to Kyubey.
Kyubey 行きたい。だって会社からお金出るんですもんね。
Yes.
行きたい行きたい。
Now, ask me. I'm your boss, and now you have to ask me for permission.
ああ、Kyubey でもいいですかっていう許可を BJ からもらわなきゃいけないわけか。
Yeah. Okay, but don't just present one choice. Present three choices.
I see.
And take me to where you want to go.
BJ?
Yeah, tell me.
Our client is coming from Singapore.
Mm.
I'm wondering where to bring him, but I guess a sushi restaurant or like Japanese style restaurant.
Yeah,
is good.
Okay, that sounds good.
So I have a few options. One is Kyubey.
Okay.
Sushi restaurant in Ginza.
Yeah.
And I also think maybe Kappa Sushi.
That cheap place.
But it's fun. Conveyor belt sushi. It's very popular among foreigners.
Hmm.
The third option is Wara Wara.
Wara Wara?
Do you know Wara Wara? You know Wara Wara, right?
The izakaya.
Izakaya. It's a very...
I don't know. I'm not...
Cheap. Good izakaya.
Cheap, yeah. I don't know if that's cheap. Like, the second two options seem a little bit cheap. I think, you know, this is an important client. Maybe you should be taking him to Kyubey.
Kyubey? You said you're gonna bring him to Kyubey?
Yeah.
Okay, BJ. I'll make a reservation for Kyubey.
Okay.
Yay! I got an approval!
I think you're a bit too excited. You're a little bit too excited.
Oh my god.
You should have been like, well, if that's what you think, BJ.
That's too...
Too bare-bare.
Bare-bare. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And these tactics,
mm-hmm.
you will get approval for projects. Otherwise, you would not get approval for. 2 to 3 options. Make sure that you lead them to the right decision. Slowly but surely.
なるほど。だから自分がいいって思う案を最初から一つだけぶつけるのではなくて、明らかにダメなやつを二つぐらい一緒に合わせて提示しなきゃいけないんですね。
Yeah. And use phrases like,As we decided last time, as you know, I would like your opinion on all these different phrases to build ownership or create ownership in the gatekeeper. And then at the end, thank them and praise them for having the good idea. So like, for example, in your Kyubey example, you could say,
最後に俺を言うんですね。はい。
BJ, great idea, good decision.
BJ, great idea, great decision. Mm.If that's what you think, I think our client will be very, very happy.
And then I leave thinking, wow, I did a good job.
Yeah, okay.
Elevator no button no umaku.
Oseta.
Osemashita. So before we finish this episode, I just want to talk about you know, we have a sponsor, Cambly.
Cambly, yes.
Like, there are lots of ways to practice English. Cambly is an online...
Online ですぐに世界中のネイティブスピーカーと喋れるという Cambly.
Yeah, so you could do that, or you could go to like a traditional English school that you have to go to every single week at a certain time. Or another way I've heard...about learning English is to go onto a DAIK apply and meet a foreigner and it sounds a bit dangerous.
DAIK apply で外国人と会ってそこで英語の勉強それはちょっとね怖いかなって気もしますね。
Also like 効率が
効率悪いかもしれない。
So I think, what do you think you should do?
I would choose Cambly.
You should choose Cambly? That's what you're...
Yeah!
I think that's a good decision. And if you're going to use Cambly and talk to one of these teachers from around the world, why don't you use our special code? Urawaza.
Urawaza in kanji.
And you get 15 free minutes.
え、もう裏技って入れるだけで15分タダで使えちゃうわけですよね。
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Wait. I would definitely use Cambly.
You've made a great decision.
あ、本当ですか?
Hmm.
I feel happy.
See what I did there? See what I did?
Oh my goodness. なるほど。BJ に誘導された。
Make sure you follow us on SNS. We are at Urawaza Eigo on Twitter and Instagram.
私たちツイッター、インスタグラムやっております。アットマーク裏技英語でぜひフォローしてください。
And also, if you go to our homepage, every episode comes with bonus content. We have a worksheet for you to 復習 and learn more about these 裏技. So go and check the okomediaki.com 外資系英語ページ。
おこめりやきのホームページに行くと、外資系裏技英語のページでワークシートなどもダウンロードして、さらに今までのエピソード全部聞けるし、ワークシートもダウンロードできるし、ちょっとした勉強になるかもしれません。ぜひチェックしてください。
Please check it out. And also, final promotion, 10月3日木曜日、おこめりやきライブの秋のショー、Autumn Show. Please come and check it out. So thank you very much for listening to episode 5 of 外資系裏技英語。
はい。外資系裏技英語もエピソード5になりました。皆さん聞いてくださってありがとうございます。
Speak to you soon.
また次回お会いしましょう。バイバイ。
I need a little wiser.